You're with that there Speak and Spell that I mentioned just a minute ago, and how long have you been with the guys?
I joined them in November,
okay.
So pretty recent, and it was kind of a big turning point for the band.
Yeah.
Two new members in, and I did the time-honoured, answer a small ad thing, so, it's good enough for, Vince Clarke to join Yazoo and Alan Wilder to join Depeche Mode, so I thought I'd do the same thing. And replied to their ad, and they fortunately rang me back, and it's kind of gone on from there.
So, I mean, the band, obviously, as we say, they're a Depeche Mode tribute band, and therefore it's as accurate as possible to Depeche Mode stuff. Is that something you've done before, or is this sort of tribute act?
It's something I've wanted to do for years,
right.
So I think the main thing, when I talk to Keith and when I talk to Paul, I've been doing it for years. Their main thing is you've got to understand the music and you've got to appreciate the music, and you really need somebody who's a fan.
Yeah.
And so I've been a fan for kind of forever.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to do it, and if I'd known how much effort it was to get it done, maybe I would have had second thoughts about it. It's a lot of work, but yes, it's something I've always wanted to do, and then saw their ad, and I was in there, and trying to be insistent enough to get in and not too insistent to scare them.
Because as you say, it's quite complicated anyway, for what your level is as a musician, because the representation of something that people know exactly, people know every sort of nuance to any melody that they play, and yet you're trying to sort of give it a good sort of tribute, as it were, without actually making it sound like a cover.
Yeah, it's quite tricky to do. I mean, I think the one good thing is, we've got, it's not just kind of representing the things as they were on the record.
Mm.
There's obviously a whole bunch of, live performances that, I personally remember, and the other guys in the band remember. And, that kind of, what we delve into and what we can take things from, and we just try and put together, I suppose, like the real band did, trying to put together the best live performance you can from the from your archive of records.
How do you divvy out the kind of, I don't know, the bits that you, I mean, I'm not a musician, so these are going to be really ridiculous questions to ask, but how do you divvy out who plays what, lead lines, melody lines, that kind of thing, or does everyone just do a Fletcher and clap their hands at the back, don't tell me that's you.
I don't think everyone can do a Fletcher, but no, the golden rule is, the golden rule of is that whoever put the track together, whoever did all the work on it, gets first dibs on the favourite lines.
Right.
So, Keith put our Question of Time version together, so, that main synth lead, you'll sort of prize that out of his cold, dead hands. that's kind of how it works. And then it's, the person who put it together gets first dibs, and then, everyone else gets to kind of pick the things that they want to play, and then there's a kind of bit of, you've got to kind of count how many hands you've got, and, work out, I need to be singing there, and, hitting a spook phone there, and playing this thing on a keyboard here. So it's just a question of logistics, really, of trying to work out how much you can possibly play live.
Because, like you said, the spookophones are there. You've got that's a great visual thing.
Yeah, and I mean, they're absolutely real. I mean, I was quite surprised when I met the guys and I thought, okay, they've got these props on stage, and then you hit them and they actually make the sounds, and it's like, oh right, okay, blimey, right there. Okay, so that's another instrument to add to the list, and we need to get that one sorted out.
Because it's all there's very much percussive sort of melodies on the keyboard to play, but you've actually got a sort of physical sort of bit of structure to interact with.
Yeah, definitely. And as you say, it's adds a bit of theatre to it. It's a show that we're putting on. So, it's great.
So any particular songs that you kind of think, do you know what, we really nailed that and I love that, or you just that you
I haven't got to that point yet. I'm still thinking in my head, do everything right, whatever you do, don't make any mistakes, get the whole thing right. What's great, I think, so our other new member, Paul Body, who's joined at the same time as me, he's kind of remixed our version of Enjoy the Silence.
Okay.
And I think it sounds fantastic. I mean, it's just, when it starts, it's like, yes.
Proper goosebumps sort of feelings.
Thing,
yeah,
that's brilliant.
Because that's definitely been the case that when I've caught the guys before, and there's definitely been, you kind of, like I say, if you close your eyes, you think you're there, because you could. I can remember being at the gigs, maybe not the early sort of 1981 styley stuff, but definitely later on gigs, right the way up to this 86, because I'm a bit of an old mode. You just the first couple of notes, first couple of lines, even just pads, and you're there.
Well, I mean, that's kind of where we're taking it from. You're kind of looking back at classic live performances and thinking, can we incorporate some of that? They did that better live than they did on the record. Can we do something along those lines? So that's what we're trying to do. So I mean, we're all fans, so
definitely.
It's kind of, we're all putting ourselves in the position of, if I was a fan, and I was listening to this, you know, what do I want to hear? Right, let's do that, because that's what fans want to hear.
Because I think with this particular, because you're doing the 30th anniversary of the Black Celebration album, and I think, you know, because I kind of got confused the other day, and I forgot that actually this was the first time I saw him at Wembley Arena, and not at House of Phobian, and I think this is when Dave Garn, or our Paul, gets into the mic swinging around kind of time, you know. It's when
definitely. It's there'll be some spinning round and round on Question of Time, I'm sure, and you know that it's, yeah, it's I think it's the kind of point in their career where Dave really kind of took the frontman role to that kind of, you know, big that, crowd level.
It's unbelievable level, yeah.
Singing a few songs, it's really putting on a show, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been to the venue before, O2 Islington, so you've got a good enough stage for a lot of that spinning mic around, so lucky enough you won't lose your head, I don't think.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll still, you know, keep my wits about me.
You're not going to move your place on the stage just in case, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I'll notice if you're wearing any armour that evening. So, as I say, O2 Islington this coming Saturday, and I'm not going to say, you know, there's any secrets, but, I mean, apart from the tracks from the album, is there any other tracks that are going to be playing? Are there going to be B-sides?
Yeah, so we're going to play the whole album back in full to start off, so that's the opening part of the set.
Cool.
You know, so that's all 11 tracks, hopefully, you know, some special bits on the intro again, like we said, taking things from live shows. And then we'll have a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll do we'll do all the songs that you'd want to hear in a great hit set. My first gig with them was last week in Manchester, and I've got to say it was the fastest hour and a half of my life. It absolutely flew past. Yeah. You know, just when things were going so well, it was brilliant. And I'm hoping it's going to be the same.
Well, they've played Baz. The Baz event a few times, so I've caught them sort of at my end of the town, as it were. But the Islington gig, it was a proper sort of venue, a proper sound, and, you know, it did sort of, it was a proper jam-packed sort of, so I think you're going to have a great night out there. Well, I'm looking forward to it anyway. And I'm just going to be watching you. I think once you get into your stride, you'll be loving it.
And so Claire's told me the thing I have to say is, there's still a few tickets left. There will be some tickets on the door.
Great.
But if you just Google Speak and Spell O2 Islington, you can still get tickets for less, for £12 on Ticketweb.
Well, like you say, you know, if anyone's out there still hasn't got around to getting a ticket, and I've kind of been trying to twist the arms of a few of my friends, and the reason why I'm saying twisting arms is because they're doing other things at the same time, and I'm thinking, so if you know what, you're not going to be able to take yourself back in a time ship to back into 86 unless you come down to Islington on Saturday, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, this is going to be the show, so yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it, Tony, and I really thank you for actually coming on the line today for a chin whack.
Nice, pleasure.
And I shall be coming down there early. I said to Claire, I hope I can come and chat and meet all the guys, because I don't think I've met, well, I've not met yourself, so I need to meet the new members as well, and we'll have a little chin wag on Saturday.
Great, love to see you.
Well, look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks again for your time this evening. We'll have a bit of Depeche Mode.